Welcome to Ride With Me, Drive With Me, the show that's everything ride sharing. Your host, Lucas P., is here to bring you great driver stories, interesting rider personalities, and everything in between. So get ready, buckle up, and let's go.
All right, here we go with episode 22. Welcome to the show. Thank you for choosing to spend some of your time with me here today. Very much appreciated, as always. I had mentioned when I recorded episode 18, my solo debut, so to say, that I had to do so because of a technical difficulty I had during a previous recording. Well, instead of letting that opportunity go, that is, the opportunity to bring and share with you the likes of the wonderful Megan and Andy, they were very gracious and understanding, and we did it again. And let me take a deep breath and say, this is the product of that work. I'm going to warn you and say that this episode is a bit all over the place. I'm not even sure there was a helm for anyone to have possibly been at, if any of us had wanted to be there to steer it anyways. So Andy does share some of his rideshare stories, all while Megan does her best to keep him on some sort of track. But the best part is the dynamic between the two of them and how well they feed and play off of each other. I really enjoyed being around that. It's more like Megan just tries to keep him in check as best as she can. We even toyed with calling this episode the Dumbass Duo, but I know just how proud Andy is of being bald. Definitely some of the funniest stuff I've had on the show, so much so I again had to split it into two episodes. I'm excited for this first one. I'm excited to welcome to Ride With Me, Drive With Me, the Pink M and the Bald Ass A. Well, thanks for doing this again, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Sucks that we lost the first one. But
thanks for giving us a second chance.
And I introed like episode 17 that way, too. I was like, I think it was the day after we recorded the first time, I said I did my little short Pick Me Up Tuesday episode, and I talked about the longest trip. Mm-hmm. And I had referenced you in there. And I'm like, yeah, I recorded with, you know, Megan and Andy last night, and we were talking about my longest trip, and I never answered you.
Oh.
So then I did the whole episode.
Goes to show, it's like, don't let Andy talk, because he'll keep going, and you won't have a chance to put in anything. Zero input.
Zero input.
So you'll have to listen to that episode to get the answer you were looking for.
Yeah. So then when I did episode 17, I talked about the error. Like I said, You get just me. I recorded, but shit hit the fan, And it didn't work.
True.
And it was completely
unintelligible. Well, I can ask the question again if need be, and then we can instead say, see reference number episode.
Oh, 17. We're replicating the whole conversation.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you know that? Didn't you get the memo?
Oh, no.
Right, yeah, I'm just totally.
I'm not as funny on a replication.
If you think I remember everything we talked about, I figured we'd just talk again. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
Like, I want to know again. So you drove for.
All right. All right. Let's go back and listen to what I said previously, and I will say it verbatim.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. No. So I drove for Lyft, and I did it for, I think, a little more than a month. It was not a very long stint that I actually drove for, but I think it was like February, March, or March, April earlier this year.
Just this last year, 2018.
Yeah,
okay, not
year,
very
yeah.
long ago.
No.
Yeah, it was when I was in school for him to make extra money.
Yeah, because
he's been carrying the weight of this home.
Because you were already at school, so it was like, well, might as well get home from work and go do something else.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then you did it. I had to escape the abuse that goes on in this house daily.
You know, you did talk about that the last time, too.
He talks about it every chance he can get. And look at my eyes.
I'll never leave? Is that what that's what your eyes are saying? Your eyes are saying, I'll never get out.
Stop talking about this.
The funny part is, you still haven't gotten help.
No, that's true.
I mean, that's like, nothing's funnier.
Listen.
I'm a glutton for
punishment. Nothing's funnier than making fun of domestic violence.
Right?
Right, Andy?
That's what I was totally going for.
Ha, 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 ha.
Spousal, especially
I can't
female.
Wait for you to cut this part out.
Little does she
please,
know.
Please, please, please.
If anything, he's actually going to highlight it. He's going to cut this part out and move it to the front.
This is a mini episode.
Yeah, right.
This is it. This is all we're
just
talking
Andy
about.
Talking about fake abuse.
So hilarious. Tell that story again about the Uptown, because I liked that story.
Oh, my God.
With the guy.
That one, I think was a catalyst for me to never drive after the bars close.
That's right.
That sort of thing.
Yeah.
That
when
night,
they're open. For that,
right? Yeah, or period, yeah, because I'm pretty certain I stopped driving. So I'd started the night in the Plano area. So I went to the shops at Legacy, and I actually got a ride that went from like the Mikasina and, you know, shops at Legacy all the way up to Uptown. And I was like, okay, well, I was planning on making the trip up there anyways, at least if I couldn't do well in the shops of Legacy area, because what really kickstarted my desire to drive was, if you remember, it was
yeah.
time we went to the bar
no, yeah,
with Samantha.
We just went to the, yeah, we went to the a bar yeah. in the I colony with Samantha.
Yeah. And
it's
I was
Frisco.
No, yeah,
Frisco.
It was Frisco. Yeah. And I wasn't feeling well. And at like midnight, I decided to just Uber or, yeah, no, it was Lyft. I decided to Lyft home. Mm-hmm. And we're talking like Frisco. We're talking
from
about like right
to
next
like
to Stonebriar Mall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
To our apartment over here next to Wilbin Mall. It was $40. It was a $40 charge. I was like, you got to be kidding
me. Did you hit
me.
A surge or what?
I must have, but
yeah.
It was midnight. I was like, wait
yep.
a second.
Yeah, what? You probably did.
Yeah, so it was insane. So I ended up, you know.
He was like, well, I'm going to make money
like,
on this.
I was like, what? That around the shops of Legacy? I was like, I will do this myself and
yeah.
recoup some of that loss. And also not tell Megan about this because that was dumb.
Yeah.
But so.
Because I left maybe like. Maybe 30 minutes after he had left, and I
yeah,
was like, "Ugh,
stupid.
He could have
so
saved that
$40."
She said that, but I would have been in agony, dying. And that's actually
dying.
Pretty normal
okay.
for us. She's like, "You're coming with me to
the
bar."
There
say?
We go.
Stop talking about this. I'm not strong arming you. Please.
So the intent was to hang around Plano, but I found a group to have me drive them back uptown. I don't know why they were. It was pretty much up 75 the whole way. I don't know why they were in Plano, but when they live in like almost by like Knox Henderson kind of. So I ended up driving
Plano
all the way up there.
Plano is the place to be, Andy.
That's very true. That's a good point. Sure.
On a Saturday night.
Who doesn't want to be in Plano? Okay,
like
anyways.
But I'm in that area. I'm like, all right, well, let's see what, everybody wants to be down here in this part of town for, after the bars close, because it's supposed to be pretty good money, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I stick around. I do a couple, like, small drives. I think it's still, like, midnight, I guess. I think it started at 11 o'clock. Don't roll your eyes. I gotta
the
give a
story
good
is
back.
Taking
I gotta
so
give a
long.
Good setting
to
this.
It's gotta give context.
Lucas has an hour to fill here. Okay, this is all filler.
Okay, well, this is going on 30
you
minutes of you telling this one
this.
Story. We haven't even gotten to the plot.
We're right. still in the preface?
Yeah.
We just started this, too.
We're
so.
Still in, like, the title area.
It's the epilogue. The is that
the
right?
table of
yeah.
contents. No, the okay. epilogue is at the end, doofus.
Oh,
we
yeah, it is
the
at
story,
the end.
So it's so this is the this is part two.
Okay,
so this
keep
is the
going,
epilogue
keep going,
of
keep going.
Yeah, so I'm doing a couple of small drives in the uptown area. Well, I end up get one that's a group of three girls that I'm picking up from like across from what is that Irish pub in uptown area. I want to say Malarkey's, but I don't think
that sounds right.
It's like a Friar is the
Friar
logo.
Tuck Friar.
Friar Tux is in New Orleans. You crazy. You crazy. You still think about New Orleans. Well,
true.
We were at that bar, and then they wanted to go to one that was like just past Concrete Cowboy. And so I'm headed that direction. So I've got these three girls in my car. They're dressed to the nines, too. They're clubbing. They hit the club. They turned up at the club. And
God.
First part of it, which was really interesting, is we get to this one intersection right outside of Concrete Cowboy. And I remember that it was past Concrete Cowboy because it all happened here. But
so many people
end
around.
I end up sitting at this light for like what feels like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And the girls in my car are like, we'll pay you extra if you just blaze through this light. And I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that.
Well, we're not going to do.
Weirdest part, though, is as soon as it changes for us, like the light goes green, people start trying to cross the street on the other side. It was like, hello, where were you when it was it was red for me and perfect for you to cross? So I go because I'm not going to sit through that 5-minute line again. And I swear people act like they don't see you until you get really close to them. Like, they just keep walking when I have the right of way, and they could have reached out their hands.
The yellow ones don't stop.
The yellow ones don't stop. The ball guy, yeah, he definitely does not stop. Watch out for that driver.
Bald guy being you.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Do I have to, you know, go into
it's
more setting of the story?
That.
Do I have to tell what I look like?
No,
too?
It's
what
too
were
late
you
for
wearing?
That. Please continue.
What was I wearing?
Yeah, well, I mean, come on, Jake from State Farm.
Lucas, oh my gosh, my girlfriend's right here.
Well, I tried to be subtle, and you didn't get my hints.
Jake
I mean,
from State Farm.
I actually wear a wig when I drive.
It's green.
I have a great wig. She's not wrong. I just don't wear it when I'm driving. I'm messing. But I do actually have a green wig that I wear to
Oh, my God.
Stuff.
Please awesome. Finish the story.
Oh, okay. Well,
she does not like our story.
No.
Your
no,
story.
No, no. But your fans.
I just want him to finish it.
Freaking fudging. I'll go through a couple of those just to make sure.
Oh,
well,
my
I forgot. I can't, you know.
Well, you can. I'll bleep you.
No.
You can swear all you want.
He doesn't
want
to be bleeped.
You'll just get them.
I'm a good Christian boy.
Okay.
That's a lie.
Very devout.
That's also a lie. You lie about those things? Is
you
that
are
an
a
extra
Texan,
hell time?
So.
I did lie to a synagogue once and told them I was Jewish.
You didn't.
Well, I did.
And they didn't look at you and say, nah.
They were like, this ugly
yeah.
dude.
They were like, he's not one of us. Turned away. Goodbye,
I
sir.
I guess if you're curious about that, I could tell that story afterwards. But
no.
She's just like, oh, more embarrassing stuff. That's not good. I didn't know my boyfriend was a train wreck until 3 years down the line. I covered up pretty well. So first part of it that made it the drive so weird was that these people were like, could have reached out their hands and touched my car mm-hmm. as I'm passing through this light. And it's like, what is wrong with you? So I think it's uptown with all the bars that people just don't have any, for one, kind of courtesy or two, general sense when it comes to
situational awareness. Yes.
Yeah, which Andy already hates. Like, he hates that when he's driving anywhere and people aren't paying attention. That is like the one thing that gets him riled up to begin
me too.
With.
Yeah.
So he's already at a 10 or at like maybe an 8 because of the waiting for the light forever and then the people walking by. But then when he parks the car and lets these girls out.
Yeah. So we get to the bar that they're going to. And I, from what I've seen from every other Uber driver, like getting stuck behind them before when they stop at in front of the destination, right, is, mm-hmm. you know, they stop in the middle of the street. Well, I didn't want to stop in the middle of the street. So there's like a turn in.
Trying to
for,
be courteous.
Yeah, for an office building. And it dips down. Like, it goes down into, like, you know, down like
parking
10,
garage or
15
something.
Feet. So it's not all that super steep, but it goes down. And so I didn't want to go all the way down and get stuck because it's just one lane and have to back up and then go into traffic.
Yeah.
So I pull up on the curb a little bit.
Okay. So you go down the dip.
Yes. Yes. So I'm going down the dip. Don't want to go all the way. Well, at the same time, there's a guy walking on the sidewalk. And the guy is definitely pretty drunk because he's lumbering, but he's a big dude. He is big, and I'm like, assumedly, you know, you see a car sticking out over a curb a little bit and you know it's an Uber because people are getting out,
yeah,
right, that you would just walk around peacefully, you know, peaceably and
peaceably was better.
So he gets up to my car and I'm thinking this guy is like must be so wasted he has zero situational, you know, what we just said, and thinking he's going to run into my car, but he, like, last second swerves around the around my trunk, right? But when he gets onto the other side of it, he takes his fist and goes, doom! Like, hammer fists on my trunk.
Like Luke Cage.
So I hear this, boom! And I've got these three girls in my car who are drunk, right? And then they, like,
dressed up, looking good.
Weirdest part, though, is one of the girls in the back gets out. She goes, "Hey, mother, man, what are you doing?" And
she starts ripping up.
I have to like tell this girl, like, hey, no, get back in this car. Like, get in this car. Do not stir anything
it's
up.
It's not safe for you to be out there with a man who's clearly has safe no for her, regard for other people's
for
property.
Right?
I was
forget
big.
Her.
I don't want him to come deck me.
Yeah, because they don't know. They'll think she's with you.
Yeah.
Like, they don't know
exactly.
Different.
Exactly.
You know?
So
I make Andy fight my battles as well, so.
It's very true. Usually I run off anyway, so.
retreat.
I just know I got to be a little faster than her.
Yep, exactly. It's the whole bear thing, right?
Yes, the bear thing. No bears.
He has a dent in the left side of his trunk.
Worst part about it, I went out and looked, and I didn't see anything. I was like, okay, well, he didn't do any damage, so I don't really care all that much. It wasn't until, like, you know, 3-4 days later, I'm like walking my car in the parking garage in my office, walk up and I see this dent that's probably like the size of maybe like a golf ball.
Fist.
It's not.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Fist size. For
but
sure.
A big fist.
That's probably the best analogy.
Had like the Hulk fist banging down in there.
You said a golf ball.
Well, what a jerk.
May have.
But it was, it's kind of deep though. Yeah. I mean, he, that Ultima. Take a licking and keep on kicking, but
also,
that fizzed.
Though, he was big. I wasn't going to stir any shit up, even though I guess technically he stirred the shit up.
I don't blame you, though.
Just be shoveling the shit.
I think you're best off to, I mean,
to let that
yeah. Slide. You know, when somebody's in a state like that, if they're going
to
bang on a vehicle, they won't bother
He'd
banging
bang on
you.
My face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not
I
at all.
I wouldn't want him to bang in other areas either, so.
Andy.
Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Let's just clarify that. You know.
Now, just to clarify for everyone.
So that was the
some
last.
Some of your viewers might, and I won't discriminate.
That was one of the last times. Yeah, that was one of the last times he drove in that area.
For sure, that night I was like.
Well, yeah, you were done.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
really screw it. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Had those
he
trips.
He doesn't have traffic patience. So.
Well,
it's not
even if. People at the mall walk a little bit slower than I go in front of me. I damn near trip them.
Yeah.
Oh, I darn near trip them. Save myself.
Yeah, please do that. Like, just correct yourself every time.
Is that even better?
Like, oh my gosh! So it's funny you say that because the last episode I put out, and then I listened back to it as I'm editing it, and then you know when it came out, I said shit like 4 times in the first 2 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I'm
I
like,
this was a
criminy.
Podcast.
Yeah, well,
what a hypocrite.
Think right.
What a
we
hypocrite.
Talk about ride sharing. Like, there's things that happen that wouldn't go on a Christian channel.
That's true.
Andy, just that's just his true. First joke. That's just
like women
the
driving.
Easiest joke to make.
That's horrible.
So bad.
That is if you let him out of the kitchen.
That's true. And we can make these jokes because women, you know, they don't. Have the capacity to really listen to long, extended conversations.
There goes half the audience.
Yeah.
Well, it's only right that last time we pissed off all your Oklahoma fans.
That's right.
This time I piss off. I just got
to
keep pissing
well,
off.
Well, to
somebody.
Be fair, that wasn't aired. And so now it's just the woman hating that's going to be aired. And that's comforting to know.
Well, I mean, we can do our best. Now that you're reminded, we will do our best to make sure we work in the Oklahoma jokes.
Okay.
How about that?
Great.
Actually,
great.
There's people that listen in Oklahoma.
I know. That's Andy said that about Andy said some like thing about Oklahoma sucking or something because I used to live there.
You actually say that in my sleep every night.
He does talk in his sleep, but it's not about Oklahoma.
Oh,
fortunately.
All right, tell me. Do tell.
He just babbles a lot. He'll be like, "Are you there? What are you doing?" Just weird stuff.
And it's not to you?
No, sometimes it sounds like he's talking to someone in his dream. So sometimes I think he's talking to me. So I'll kind of roll over and be like, "Huh?" And then he'll mumble something else and I realize what he's doing.
No, I'm definitely talking to her. Now I know why you don't answer me.
Are you talking to her in real life or in your dream?
Both.
Both.
Why not both?
No. He's well, so it's better than the, like, snoring.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, I snored so bad. So, we went to Texarkana.
Here, let me tell this one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thanks. I'm faster.
Because she doesn't want it to go in, like, 80 different directions.
Yeah. And then what happened there? And then what happened there? And then what happened there?
And then it was snowy.
She's just taking control.
I would like to be heard. Thank you. It's my time to shine. No, the we went to Texarkana last weekend for my grandpa's funeral, and we shared a hotel room with my little sister, little cousin. I'm so used to the snoring because we live together and have for a while, but my sister and cousin were very upset with Andy the next day. Really upset with him the next day because they had woken, he'd woken them up several times snoring. I never woke up once. Once I was out, I was out. It's really funny.
It's funny the things you get used to.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're with someone.
Totally.
She could sleep through a fire in the apartment. Let's not joke around.
Oh, no.
I could. I sleep hard.
The bed could be melting. The metal parts of the bed could be melting. And she's like.
Yep. Just sawing logs. It's true.
She snores too, though. But it's not as bad as me. I actually take pride in
Do you do?
I go to snoring competition.
you put forth that best effort.
My sister said he needed a CPAP machine.
Oh no!
I was like, actually, that might work because then I could get rid of like the meditation music that I use to fall asleep at night, like the white noise sounds that I use to fall asleep at night. Because it takes me. He can just like lay his head on the pillow, fall asleep, whereas it takes me like. The perfect sleeping position. The blanket has to be just right. The temperature has to be just right. Like, it takes me forever to get to sleep. So,
usually it's because we watch Forensic Files, and that dude has a voice of velvet.
He does. It's true.
The voice of
velvet.
Velvet.
He has a really nice voice, and I don't know who it is that does Forensic Files.
And he knocks you out, huh, Andy?
Man.
Oh.
I want him to narrate my life.
Do an impression. Come on. Let's do a quick. 30 second. There we go. Do the whole intro. Come on, you're the karaoke star. You can do it.
No, shit, I can't.
Okay, hold
you can't
do
it.
He'll be like,
just said shit.
What does he say? He'll be like, when Amy came home, she had no idea that it would be her last time to come home. I can't do it.
For whatever reason, all I can think of is the guy from like Unsolved Mysteries. You guys
Robert
might be too young.
Plant. No, not Robert Plant.
Robert Plant. Totally different.
Robert Stack is his
Robert
name.
Is he still alive?
He is not. He died in like 2004.
You really just know that off the bat?
I cried.
What?
I cried.
Why were you so close to Robert Stack?
Well, because it was a gruesome skydiving accent.
Andy, no, that's on King of the Hill. You're mixing them up. No, no, Robert Stack, I loved him growing up. My sister and I used to watch that show all the time. We weren't allowed to watch a lot of stuff, but for whatever reason, we could watch Unsolved Mysteries, probably because of the wholesome like family reuniting content. And then like the UFO stories really weren't that, I don't know, dangerous, I guess, to my mom. So we watched it a lot.
She had pictures of him all over her locker. You know how, like, 90s
80-year-old man.
Yeah. They open up their lockers. It's like Brad Pitt.
By the time I got a locker, he was already dead. So that's not true.
Oh. How dare you. If I remember right, that was on, like, the same night as, like, Rescue 911.
Oh, God.
Remember
I loved
that?
Rescue 911,
Me too.
Oh, my gosh.
And that was William Shatner.
I still remember that. Was it really?
Yep.
I don't remember that.
That was William Shatner.
I
still
remember
some
of the stories.
Intro.
I remember the intro, like the ambulance and like
yes.
lights flashing, but
yeah.
I don't remember the voice at all.
And then he'd always
Robert
walk
Stack
out.
Was so like always in like the creepy graveyard with like the fog machine
yeah.
following
the
him
blue
around.
Blue or purple lighting.
Oh,
just
iconic.
You know,
there is a podcast about Unsolved Mysteries too.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's called
Unsolved Mysteries.
Perhaps you're
they went
the
all
one.
Out.
Perhaps a very unique name.
Yeah,
I think it's called Perhaps You're the One because they always he always used to say perhaps you can be the one to help us.
Oh
find
yeah, right
so
at the
and
end.
So. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we need to revisit. I think.
Oh,
Unsolved Mysteries. Like we need to figure out how many are still unsolved.
Oh, it's on Amazon Prime, and you can watch it right now.
No,
yeah,
you're
I can put
talking
it on
about
this
a
TV.
New show where they revisit
yeah.
old things?
Like it should be
oh, the
Unsolved
one on
Mysteries Unresolved.
Unresolved Unsolved Mysteries.
Oh, sounds like you got yourself an idea.
Yeah,
I do.
No, because
I'm good
they,
with ideas.
They almost said reanimated it, this stupid movie.
Yeah, because we're watching Reanimated.
Yes. No, so they revived the show on Prime, and they have updates for, like, almost all the stories.
Okay.
At the end, which I live for.
And are they still...
And also the cheesy reenactments, I live for those.
Yeah, I suppose, does it hold its weight? Is it still,
it
like,
does,
good
to watch?
It does,
because Matthew McConaughey is still in there.
Yes.
Matthew McConaughey's right. in there.
He
yes.
hangs dong.
He hangs.
You can't say that, Andy. We both just were silent. You can't say that, Henry Zebrowski. Well,
wouldn't that be awesome?
No, he's in like the first season. He's in the first season, and it was a crime, I want to say, in like somewhere in Texas, mm-hmm. where this guy was a predator and trying to approach children in the neighborhood, and he came out and said something to the guy because the guy was like, had taken his pants off or something. And yeah, it was in the truck. And so he came out and said something to the guy, and the guy shot him dead. But Matthew McConaughey was in the reenactment. He is young. He really? Had to be like maybe 19 or 20. It's insane. And he wears short shorts.
He wore short shorts.
So he doesn't hang down. But it's a close
Stop
second.
Stop saying that.
Hangs.
Stop.
I don't know how to censor dong.
You can't.
I feel like dong
he
is,
shouldn't say
dong
it.
Dong is a little. Are you going to have to censor dong?
I don't know. I don't. What?
I think
no, I don't think so.
So if I hang dong now, do you have to censor that too? Or
if I hang you.
Then we're going to have to censor that.
Yeah, we're going to have to censor that.
Change this.
I'm going to have to turn that over. I'm just saying.
We can turn it from like unsolved mysteries and true crime to actual crime live happening now.
Exactly.
But you see what I'm saying? The abuse.
Stop, Andy. Pick it. Stop.
Wink twice if you're safe.
I only do it because she's actually. She sounds kind of bad.
Because I'm actually the sweetest freaking person and take care of you in every way. That's right.
You know, that's funny because, like.
That's right.
One of the things I miss about driving was all the conversations I would have with people about TV shows.
Oh,
I would,
I believe it.
For whatever reason, like, I don't know.
Did
so
you discover
many,
a lot of new shows from
no.
driving?
Maybe
get,
some.
People get fired up, I think, talking about, like, we yeah. just went on a tangent for probably
5 minutes.
Yeah, but that's,
about
like, part of our childhood,
mysteries.
Too. That's different.
Yeah. But, you know, how it goes. You just get talking about something. And I don't really remember, like, how they would always come up, but they would just come up, and then it's like, okay, and then you just go, it seems like you'd
it's
go
like
down
the
rabbit
easiest
hole.
Easiest small talk,
what shows you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what shows have you been watching lately?
Yeah.
Is the easiest, because I'm a hairstylist, that's like one of the questions I'll ask my clients sometimes, because it will get them talking and
what
they get really
binging?
Excited.
Sure.
Yes, what have you been binging?
Yeah, I never said that.
I also like want an opportunity to talk about Riverdale constantly.
So you just, you're looking to steer the conversation
towards
Riverdale?
Towards Riverdale.
She's like, fudge your opinion.
That's going to get you bleeped, sir.
Yeah, you're getting a bleep for that. No, I just want to tell people about certain shows. Mm-hmm. I guess.
Riverdale. That's the high school vampire show?
No, it's not vampires.
Oh.
No, it's Archie, but edgy. It's edgy Archie.
It's edgy Archie.
Archie, but edgy.
Archie
like
the comic.
Yeah.
There should be a tongue twister.
Like the little... comic that yes. was the nice people.
Yep.
Yeah,
Jughead.
They're not nice anymore.
Not Jughead.
It's really Archie edgy.
Yes.
This is, you're not even being like making
no.
fun of it. That's
no.
Oh. I could
I don't
maybe
joke
watch
about
that.
Riverdale.
Oh. That's on Netflix, right? Or no.
It is, yeah, it's on Netflix. And
okay.
The new season is airing right now on the CW,
I don't know
y'all.
If it's for you. It's very teen drama-y.
Oh.
Yeah, it's
okay.
not for you.
It's not
for me.
When I say edgy, I mean like
as edgy it,
well,
as
it's the CW.
Remake of
that's
a 50s
yeah.
cartoon can be, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
So what have you been watching?
Oh, my gosh. New shows? I don't know. I've kind of ran out. Like when the Narcos came out. Season
oh, yeah, the
I
don't two,
know,
right?
Three, four.
Oh.
Four. Yeah, they went down. They did the Mexico now. Now they're up to Mexico. So now this one will last a while.
I've heard good things about it,
on.
Though.
I don't know how much you can do about narcoleptics, though.
Andy, it's narcoleptics in Mexico.
Narcos.
Can you imagine the?
Está
there are like
sleepy.
280 countries in the world. What if they did one for every country?
It'd be amazing.
Oh man,
I'd watch that.
because it's so different from
Narcos
country to country.
Turkey.
I'd fake being narcoleptic just to get on that show.
Narcos Iceland.
Texas.
Because we are our own country. Well, we should be.
Well, it was at one point.
Very yeah. True.
Right?
That's why they made Six Flags Over Texas, right?
Speaking of, you tell me again, you're from
Minnesota.
Minnesota, that's right.
Yes. Okay. Minnesota.
Like you said a couple things there, I was like, oh, I forgot. He's a carpetbagger.
I can't believe you said that. I can't believe you said that.
Is that an actual slur? Are you going to have to censor that?
It kind of is.
What? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah.
Carpetbagger. Yeah. Carpetbagger. No. It's like the northerners that would move to the south, but they had bags that were practically made out of carpeting.
They were made out of carpet.
Yeah. They were practically
made out of
carpeting.
And this was during the Civil War?
Yes. This was after the Civil War because they were coming in to take over the properties that had been.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, I don't think anybody would be offended by that today. I mean, right.
That's something a carpetbagger would say.
That's something. Yeah. That's only something a carpetbagger would say. I've never heard this term.
Really?
Yeah. Man. No.
Well, no. Probably because we had Texas history and they're like, and then those dang carpetbaggers moved in.
Yeah, they're so aggressive in Texas history. Did you ever have to take something like that in Minnesota?
Minnesota history?
So
Minnesota
history? Yeah, I lived in Minnesota till I was 8, and then I moved to New Mexico until I was went to high school, and then I went to high school 2 years in Iowa, and then I went back to Minnesota.
Dang.
It's a whole conundrum of...
That's a lot.
Boring to more boring. Probably boring ass to a little less. No, I got family in Iowa. Love you, Grandma. Don't shun me from the family. Well, actually, I already have. So,
like it, we see why.
You know, you're the favorite son.
But to answer your question, I never took Minnesota history, but New Mexico history, yes. But New Mexico has like history.
Yeah.
I mean, because they were settled by the conquistadors. And we lived in western New Mexico near this big monument called El Moro. Uh-huh. And this was this big rock thing out in the middle, kind of middle of nowhere. And these conquistadors had all signed parts of this.
What?
Like, so there was different sections of it that were all signed. And one of them, one of the signatures on there, and they're signed in a rock in like the 1500s, 14, maybe earlier, 1500s. I'll have to look it up now. Thanks for giving me a show note.
No, I've never heard of that.
There's one signature that is absolutely beautiful. It's this guy's, and it's so cursive, and it's in this white rock spot, and it's usually shaded.
So it's like chiseled gorgeous. In, but it's like flourished. How cool.
Yeah. So it's just
as
called
El Moro. As a handwriting enthusiast.
Yeah, I'm you super think you've got excited. A good signature. Check this shit. Can you do that shit in stone? Oh.
I know.
Dang, I said it.
And then he gets to the last letter and messes up.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Can you imagine?
All right, I'm going to sand that down. Try again.
I'll show you pictures on my phone, and I'll have to put some links to it on
that is
show
so note. Neat. I didn't know that existed.
If you think about it's it, awesome. We got, forget paper. You got rocks outside. You got free paper everywhere.
Andy, stop this.
I don't think they had
stop this bit.
There had to be a reason, and I can't remember now why they signed it. But and now I'm totally I'm screwing up on my
well. It's like a
search.
It's like when you're taking a dookie in a stall, and you're right on the wall. You know the inside. You take a sharpie.
No, that's called vandalism, and we don't do that.
Well, how do you know that wasn't vandalism? Huh? Maybe somebody else.
He didn't
that
have
rock,
a sharpie.
And all the conquistadors.
That's
are like,
true enough.
Okay, here's a picture of it. Here's a picture of the actual monument, and now I'll find the signatures.
Whoa.
So it's a cool rock. I mean, it's a
yeah, the thing
it's
is
a beautiful.
Oh, actually, so it's a national monument.
I thought you were talking about like a boulder. Like,
that's
no.
what I thought you meant.
This is
listen.
A
when you say rock,
boulder.
When you say rock, I say.
Boulder.
That didn't
not
work out.
That
formation.
Is the most boring rock concert I've ever been to in my life. Lucas has another podcast about a rock artist, and you're gonna.
There we go.
You're gonna sully that.
Look at this.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now that.
That is okay. So that's copper
that.
Plate. That's copper plate. Like calligraphy.
Yeah.
So it's like a certain kind of font.
His name is E. Penn Long Baltimore.
Don't.
Sounds like some Mank Hunt. Seymour Butts.
there's a Facebook group. You know, I love those tag groups.
There's a Facebook group for...
No, hold on. Oh. So it's a... I love these tag groups. So when someone does something stupid online, you just tag the group, and it's just a really funny name. But this one I joined the other day is called "I'm Gonna Make His Peen Is a Peen Was."
Oh my!
That's what that reminded
That's
me.
That's great. On mail, I would probably use that. I'd probably use that all the time.
There's a beautiful picture of it.
That is stunning. That is seriously beautiful. Everyone should go see El Morro.
Western New Mexico is really cool. And I'm glad I grew up there, you know, because it gave me a lot of culture.
Yeah.
You know, Minnesota, coming from Minnesota, all white people where I lived. Northern Minnesota, all white people. Like, let's just call it what it is.
Wait. But lutefisk is definitely culture. That is white people culture.
That's
that
white fish
not
culture.
That is white people culture. That is like Swedish culture.
Which is predominant.
Do you see colored Swedes?
I don't think you can say that.
I don't think you can
I'm pretty sure I can.
I'm pretty certain.
I don't think that you can.
So not only have we offended Oklahomans, women,
yeah,
and
we're
now
done.
Everyone who is not pasty skin.
Yeah, well...
But you know what I mean. Like,
what does
coming
that leave
from
the white people?
No,
men.
Almost no diversity. Although where I grew up, there's, you know, Native American reservations not too far away. But then I go to New Mexico and Western New Mexico, and I'm literally like one of two people.
Yeah,
in
you become
the
minority,
school.
Which is interesting. I mean, Andy had a similar experience in high school that was character building for him.
I got beat up daily.
No, he didn't.
Oh, you're talking about something else. Oh, well.
Some
no,
other
but he
Andy.
Went from, he chose a program in high school, you know, obviously not quite the same as like where you live, but he chose a program in high school. So he had to go to a different school, a different high school that he was going to. And it was a predominantly Hispanic school. Yeah. So
all the schools.
Yeah,
in
there's
this,
nothing wrong with all that.
Yeah. No. All the schools in the CFB, Carlton Farmers Branch. Area.
Yeah.
Followed a specific pathway, right? Like you go to this elementary school, then it's this middle school, then it goes to this high school, right? And they all feed into the various high schools. Instead, Arl Turner had a biomed program where joined that program. So in turn, instead of going to Newman Smith, I went to Arl Turner High School. And then I did this program, which I have
mean,
a whole set
not
of
at all, not at all the same as like, you know, where your parents choose to live, but
it's a pretty cool program, though.
It's an interesting, awesome, it's an interesting feeling for sure to be the only, you know, to be one of the only ones.
I get to
it's
work as
be
an
how,
EMT.
Like those, like how people feel a lot of the time around, like a lot of other white people.
Yeah, exactly.
I get to work as an EMT in my time, actually.
That is cool.
Well, I say work as an EMT. I actually took classes to become an EMT because you have to get certified. But the classes, in turn, would also they would send us out on like rides with local fire departments and their ambulances. So there were several times where I actually went out on calls, and I've got some pretty wacky stories from
yeah, what'd you see? What's the
saw a live birth?
No, you're right. That was the same class. So I that one. Oh man.
How old were
never
you?
Never have a kid.
Yeah, seeing the live birth.
So I was
she's giving you the look after that
he's
comment.
He's getting a look. It looks good, kill.
it was some sort of like rotational class I did, and part of the class was it was the first two periods of the day where I would go to various parts of the hospital and sit in and shadow, you know, some doctors and nurses. And part of the rotation is you had to go to OBGYN, right? So you had to have part of your rotational in that. And I knew it was impending. I knew, like, you see the, you know, times that you have to go rotate all these parts, and I'm dreading. I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to see this. But so I get that part of the rotational, right? And we have one teacher that would go out to various spots and make sure that you made it in the mornings, right? And she would do it periodically, so you didn't know when she'd show up. So I'm there waiting in the, you know, obstetrics unit, and I'm yeah, you know, just sitting around doing nothing because nothing's come through. There's nobody there, and this was it's not like you were born there, don't but
I might have been.
Part of it though is so I'm sitting there waiting, and you know, I'm getting close to the end of the time. Like I said, it's the first two periods of the day, and then I have to go back to school and then take all my other normal classes. And I swear, I'm like, oh, please, please, time end, and I go my classes. And it gets there. Time ends, and all of a sudden they're wheeling in a lady who's about to give birth. Like, she's right there on the cusp. And they're like, oh, do you want to come and catch this? And, you know, waving me in. I'm like, no, that's okay. Look at the time. I got to get to class. I'm going to miss all my classes. Well, you know, my teacher hadn't shown up. Well, lo and behold, who comes striding in the doors right behind this, you know, right behind this lady about to give birth. And she's like, are you going to go sit in on that? And I was like, well, I got to get to class. I don't know what to do. And she's like, oh, no. You're going to see it. I'm writing you a pass. So she ends up sitting there writing me a pass and pushes me into the room. And first off, they have to ask, like,
yeah, if it's okay with the patient.
Is it okay? Mm-hmm. We have a student here and here. And probably would have been totally different. She's like, he's also a high school student. He's a high school senior.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's probably going to make
comments,
boob jokes.
And he's going to talk about this 13 years from now.
Yes. Yes.
100%.
Talk about the most traumatic experience I've ever had.
Describe your whole area.
Well, I'm standing in the corner. I'm basically standing as far away from the actual action as I can.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it was loud. You know, she's pushing, and everybody's – a lot of people in and out. I'm freaking out because I'm like, can I even look at this? And then –
is this legal?
I was like, are you trying to push it back in?
Andy.
No, I mean –
I feel so bad
really
for this
nice.
Poor woman. She said she allowed him to watch this birth for a medical perspective.
Yep.
And here he is 10 years later laughing about it.
That's right.
Hopefully she is not one of your listeners.
So hopefully she is.
Oh, shit,
she's gonna.
This guy.
I've been looking for him.
That little ginger bitch.
That's what she calls me every night. No, it was pretty traumatic at the time. I was like, oh my god. Especially the afterbirth, like, you see all of it. Mm-hmm. You see everything. Like, oh my god, I just want to go to class. Like, I've never cared so much about calculus in my freaking life. I almost did it. You almost were there.
You were almost there, baby.
It was a nice experience, and it's prepped me to wear splash guard when Megan has kids. So.
When Megan has kids, he's not gonna be involved.
It's probably not gonna be mine.
I always tell him he's not gonna be the father. Like, he'll ask
she
me,
always oh. makes me stand outside when she brings dudes home.
Andy, say that.
Too far.
No, everyone's gonna know that you're a cuck.
Censor that word.
Just kidding.
Okay.
No, just delete that whole portion.
It turned out to be really, and the class itself was great. I had some other experiences that were a little more crazy. One time I went on a ride with Farmers Branch fire department, and that one took us to, actually that one was the, those were the same one. That was super active. So people in Farmers Branch, they're working 24/7 is what's going on here. But we go to this office building because it was an Asian couple, I guess, and the man was working at his office, and he was working late, and I guess they were in the middle of like a nasty divorce,
mm-hmm.
something, but the wife, I guess, really missed him, so she like downed a bottle of pills and went up to his office to,
good lord,
quote unquote, die in front of him, I guess, was the intent.
Oh,
but,
my
God.
Yeah, so like we show up and she is incoherent, unresponsive. Like, I'll say it was really creepy seeing it because, you know, they're doing all the tests and she's like, you can see that her eyes are awake, but nothing's going on, right? Like,
yeah.
Like, you're not. She's
lights are on, but no
limp,
one's home kind
yeah,
of thing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, so they're checking her pupil dilation, all this sort of stuff. We end up rushing her to, I don't remember which hospital it was. Probably
you,
the nearest
you need
by,
an
but,
update on your hospital.
Yeah.
These are
Amy's
unsolved mysteries.
They are. Yep.
Who was the mother of this child? Who was this woman who died?
Actually,
almost.
I think you're right. I think it's Baylor now. I think they recently bought it out.
Baylor's gotten white. Yeah, probably.
Maybe. I'm not for sure. But
they have a lot of.
It's off 635 and just before you get to Midway and the toll road, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yep.
So it's like right up a little bit.
Just west of the
toll
road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, it is Baylor.
Is it Baylor?
Yeah,
it's Baylor
that's
now.
Baylor.
Uh-huh. Okay. Used to be.
It doesn't matter.
Parkway, Parkwood? I don't remember. But so we end up getting her there, and they do all sorts of tests, which is where I learned a really interesting test to see whether or not somebody's faking unconsciousness. If you take a pen or pencil, something really hard and stiff, and you stretch it across a fingernail, and you push down.
Oh, ow. Yeah.
Hurts.
There's no way somebody
it's
could
also like the
not.
Chest rub where you
yep.
like rub
yep.
someone's
yep.
sternum.
I've seen people do that.
Yeah, you do that.
That
with,
hurts
you
to
do
that
with,
to yourself. Mm-hmm. Oh, jeez.
Do that with the soles of feet too, actually.
Ew.
Yeah.
Well you could.
There's no way you could be.
No, Andy like tickles my feet every morning to get me up and nothing pisses me off more.
Just kick me in the face while doing it too.
Like, not on purpose. Was, it was a reflex.
I was half asleep. Yeah, that's what she says. I know.
She's just really waiting, recoiling. She draws it back like 3 minutes before.
But what happened to the lady?
We ended up, well, I say we, like I did anything. I stood in the corner and I damn near shat my pants. But they had to give her activated charcoal. And
oh,
so,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, and pump her stomach.
Like, yeah, yeah, basically. Well, actually, I don't think they don't pump stomachs anymore. They just give
oh, yeah, make
charcoal.
You just puke it up.
Something like that. Yeah, that was a very traumatic experience for me. And
thank you, Arl
now
Turner.
I laugh about it now.
Someone almost dying in front of you.
Yeah. And then
he's seen other stuff too.
One that was the best one. Now, sorry, here it's like, oh,
now you got
were
him
you
going.
You guys
going
to talk about Uber?
It's like, I didn't sharing know at all.
D-bag would take all you know all the conversation.
But he knows this, and yet he's going to keep going with the story.
Sure. This is just to disarm all of your listeners to thinking I'm not some sort of self-absorbed D-bag. When in reality,
he wants you to know that he's self-aware, but also he doesn't care.
Self-aware and self-absorbed.
Actually, I care very much. Come and find me on Facebook. It's at.
Don't.
Do I
anyways.
Get? Do I get a plug?
At the end. Stop. Oh, my gosh.
This one was the most – I always like saving this one because it's the most interesting one for the last. But we – also Farmers Branch, we made another call to a little apartment complex, which is – in Farmers Branch, it's like little Mexico. Like definitely – a lot more Hispanic population.
I know there you're talking about, like Western Farmers Branch.
Yes.
More towards 35.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Pretty close there.
Yeah.
And
over by Burger Island.
Well, actually, yeah,
that's what I thought.
That's
of.
About right.
Yeah,
yeah, that place is great too.
Burger Island. So good.
But we go in there, and the call was kind of unclear because the family, you know, only spoke Spanish, and the, I guess.
Dispatch didn't speak
dispatch,
Spanish?
Do you swap to someone who does speak Spanish? No, like, hang on, I know you're dying. Let me put you on hold and send you over to the one who speaks Spanish.
No kidding. Do they not all speak Spanish? That's
I have
nuts.
No idea. Well,
they probably do now.
You think so?
Probably.
I'm sure they have.
Yeah, the
you think
somebody
have,
that, yeah.
That's what I'm thinking. Is
they
maybe
have
one
to.
One person that does it? But
yeah.
How do you have?
One.
How do you,
one
how do
or
you
three.
Only have everybody who speaks Spanish.
I mean, some job requirements are that you have to be bilingual. That would make sense to me. That
yeah, but not every single
dispatcher
in a 911 call center.
We're off the rails. Let's get back on.
Well, so
I'm the only one keeping this conversation.
Yeah.
She does that normally. She's like, if you don't wrap it up, we're gonna stay here forever. So
we keep him on task. Uh-huh.
So we pull up, and little old lady's running out and, you know, speaking Spanish but trying to direct us into the apartment where it all went down. Well, we found out that it was like a 4 to 5 year old kid.
Oof.
Not necessarily unattended, but I guess they took their eyes off him for 5 seconds. So he had a stick. He had a sharp stick.
Oh yeah, I forgot about this one.
And was playing around with it. I got the sharp stick. I don't know whose parents would let him be like, here, Johnny, play with this skewer.
Well, you know Johnny how it is with Luke. My nephew Lucas is like, he'll be 6 next month. And sometimes you're just like, stuff. You want them to go do something on their own instead of being like, hey, hey, pay attention to me, pay attention that's to true. Me. So that's probably exactly what happened.
Here, Johnny, take this stick and
he probably
run up,
found it outside.
Maybe. Who knows?
Up like and down the stairs until you don't anymore.
Oh, no.
Well, so I guess what had happened was he got up on the coffee table and jumps off with the stick between his legs.
Oh.
And I'm not talking like a broomstick. I'm talking like if you were to ride a broomstick up your bing hole.
Yeah. Andy.
I'm sorry. I had to make it crass. Mm-hmm. Well, so when he lands, I guess it... they said it impaled his testicles. I'm going to do some medical terms here. So.
Yeah.
And then lacerated the testicular cap. Testicles.
Is that a medical term? Is that a medical term?
The sack. You know, that holds the berries? That's medical.
Oh.
And his testicles then became evulsed, is what they said, which means they popped out.
Uh-huh.
And he's holding on to them.
Oh, poor baby.
Oh, my God.
Poor baby.
I couldn't imagine having to do that. So they basically have, like, a ton of cloths on his groin. And this little
you've got to be there. I mean, you got to think there's a ton of blood that
oh
would
be. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Might have. I don't really remember.
Yeah, you probably, like,
see...
blacked out. Like, oh, you're like, please don't let me play with sticks anymore, God.
So, that is the perfect thing to make him stay with sticks. I'm like, you're dangerous, you're dangerous, you're dangerous.
He steps on sticks to break them. He's like, you won't get me.
That's the problem, though. You only make more sticks.
Yeah, I know. You're not a man
you can
of,
never escape.
Not him. A man of logic and reason, Andy.
Either way, though, we end up getting him into the ambulance, and the whole drive was pretty interesting because there's one... you know, one paramedic or actually it might have been the police officer, but he spoke a little Spanish and the rest of us had no idea what the hell was going on, right? Like, we're like, oh my God, this kid is holding his little testicles
poor
in his hand. And we end up getting the hospital and from what I remember, you know, they were able to treat him and hopefully sew it back together. But
where are they now? We need an episode.
The boy or?
The boy, yes.
Okay.
The boy.
Wouldn't it be better?
The Asian woman
where is
who took
he
all the
now?
Pills.
Okay, okay. Well, when
the
you were saying, where are they now? I'm instantly going to the plural of that story.
Not the testicles.
Well.
Hopefully located inside his body. He is a man now.
I'm just glad he didn't split totally in half. You know, because when you look at the seam of already, right? Like. You know, everybody's got a seam. Always makes you wonder if you're two people put together.
No, I've never wondered.
That's not a thing already. That goes on. Just barely held together. All your stuffing could fall out at any moment.
I'm pretty sure I stole that from the movie. So.
If you push, if you somehow get a screwdriver right into that perfect spot, all of a sudden you just split in half.
You split in half. Yep.
Yeah, like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. You got to hit them just right, and then they fall apart.
You have an interesting mind, sir.
Yes. Oh no. That's totally plagiarized. I stole it from a movie or a TV show.
What movie? Well, that's unfortunate.
$1,000 to whoever your fans can go find that movie.
No.
Are you giving it
to Lucas? You tell Lucas, because Lucas is paying it out, not Andy.
No.
I called it now.
That's not going to happen. Veto.
I'll send you a hat.
Yes.
There you go.
$1,000.
I'll have to.
Hat.
$1,000.
I'll send you a goldfish.
A goldfish in that hat.
You will be coming to me hat in hand after that statement and somebody finds that movie.
Damn it.
Have you seen IMDb? It's like the greatest database ever.
And it turns out you can look things up from movies.
In 2018.
Yeah.
People sometimes just pick up their phone and start speaking into it, and then it tells them answers.
The Ride With Me, Drive With Me staff, a.k.a. me, takes no responsibility for Andy's claim of a $1,000 prize for answering said movie trivia. If you are inclined to answer Andy's trivia question, feel free to do so, and then I'll send him an invoice. Not really. We can just tag him on his Instagram account. For both Megan and Andy's Instagram info, please make sure to check out the show notes. You can access those by scrolling up on your phone or by going to the Ride With Me, Drive With Me website and clicking on episode 22. And I will post all of that information there on the show notes, as well as the answer to his trivia question, once someone answers it, that is. I will have the second part of my talk with Megan and Andy next week. If you enjoyed today's episode, please remember to give us a rating or review and subscribe to us on your favorite listening channel. The show is available on iTunes, Google Play Music, Stitcher, and Spotify. I'll have a new episode for you right here next Friday. And check out the Ride With Me, Drive With Me Facebook page, as well as give the show a follow on Instagram and Twitter. Twitter is at Ride With Me Show, and Instagram is just Ride With Me, Drive With Me. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or if there's something you want to get in touch with me to talk about, you can send me an email, buckleup@ridewithmedrivewithme.com. And until the next time you hear my voice, keep graceful dancing.